Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Morning, young
What's
man.
What's up, brother?
I'm sore.
Yeah, you umped too many games this weekend.
I did. I got beat up yesterday.
Did you? You got hit a few times?
No, just once. Just by Nick.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The manager?
Team. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, good ball game. 2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they beat me up pretty good.
That's good. Yeah.
I said, hey, is the strike zone all right? He goes, oh, we told our guys not to worry about it because you're the worst in the league.
Is that what they said?
I said, well, I appreciate all that.
Oh, that's good.
It's
vote
tough.
Of confidence.
Yeah, it is.
And you were in Cazenovia on Saturday night.
Oh, yes. And can you? I tell you what, if you've never been to a Caz home talent game at nighttime, you need to go.
It is an event.
It is absolutely an awesome spectacle.
Yep.
And as an umpire. All right. So real quickly, they have what you call a beer batter. Okay. So it's usually the seventh batter of the opposing team. Okay. So anytime he gets up, they'll announce, our buddy will announce, all right, this is the beer batter. If he strikes out, all beers for $1. All right. And everybody's wanting that kid to strike out.
Oh.
Even the guys from their team. So I had this crew behind me. I don't know, four or five of them. Nice lads. Good guys. And you could tell in the third inning that they were fine. In the seventh inning, they had a lot of dollar beers.
Okay. Is it only in the seventh inning?
No.
Oh,
the seventh
okay.
batter.
Seventh batter.
In the lineup, number seven.
In the lineup, every time they come up.
Yeah, every time they come up.
Oh.
And I think there were three of them, three different ones, and all of them struck out.
Oh, wow.
So on the second one, pitch comes in, I call a strike, and the board got it as wrong and puts it a ball, and they were just booing me.
Wow.
And it was all in good fun.
Sure.
Come on, Blue. We don't want to hang you after the game. Come on. So then I go out, goes 0-1, and then the score changes, or the board changes. They go, oh, we take all that back. The next ball comes in. Ball, never mind. We're back at it.
Oh, boy.
What an event, but they make you feel welcome.
Yeah, they do.
It is an awesome, awesome event.
Yeah, that is the best place in the league to see a game.
Oh, at nighttime.
Really,
at nighttime, I'm telling you what, there's no better place. I mean, it is absolutely an amazing place.
So yep, absolutely.
That's what baseball is supposed to be about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
and it's all about the hometown, the mm-hmm. small
and,
area.
And I've done, Jason and I have done some tournament games over there for youth in the last couple of years, and they know how to do that, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're top-notch.
Baseball town, you bet.
Yep, top-notch. I don't know why they had me. I was told that I was the bottom of the barrel, the only one that said yes. So
well,
that's probably true.
Yeah, everybody was busy.
Yeah, they didn't call you, did they?
No, I was busy.
Well, they didn't get to the bottom of the barrel. How were you doing? How was the day at school?
It was great.
Did you get kicked out?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
Oh. Did you get warned? Staying in the corner?
No, Oakley's principal about a very... very smart and very brilliant and a beautiful 35-year-old woman. She didn't look like Majeski, that's for sure.
Oh.
So
did she lay the law down?
Like, yeah, she did.
I'm like, hey, we've got a secret file on you in there. So.
Oh, yes. And then we played bingo. And
did you win?
I wanted to win those Crayola crayons and all that stuff. I didn't win them. So.
Who won them?
I don't know. Somebody that didn't need them probably.
Cheated?
Yeah, they probably did.
Did you know you could use a candle for a... or a crayon for a candle?
Oh,
usually
sure.
Usually lasts for about 40 minutes.
I didn't know that. I'll have to try that.
Put that in your safety bag in your car. No lie.
That's a good idea, Hank. Yes. But a busy weekend. I was at the Walk for Grace, Race for Grace.
And they were busy.
350 participants.
That is amazing.
So that is awesome. So a lot of people were there. So many people in town for the Hub City Dirt Drags.
Oh, my goodness.
And I saw some video. I didn't get a chance to get out there, but those motorcycle people are crazy.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
40 feet in the air, flipping, and their hands are
amazing.
Up in the air off the handlebars. And yes, that is crazy.
Could you imagine us doing that, Phil?
No. I used to go off jumps. I'd take the boards out of the silo you know, and make, you know, but it was only about a 1 foot jump.
You felt pretty good at
that. I did. Oh, yeah. Get a little air, you know. So hopefully come down on your seat, not the bar.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully. So Friday night, basketball had their annual pool, too. It was crowded downtown. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so, all right.
I believe it was Friday night. Never know.
High mileage, drew well.
Oh, yeah.
I heard like 235, 240, wow. Which is good. They were expecting, they were hoping for 200, so they did better than that. So.
Well, good for them. That's very awesome. Good.
And so, high mileage is a great game.
It's one of the best rounds if you like our music.
Right.
Yeah, so very good. So anyway. You find any jokes over the weekend?
Not really.
Do you have anything planned?
Not too much.
Today.
I don't know. I you know, got June a couple of things for Mother's Day, which was good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Mother's Day.
Yeah. Todd sent me a thing about 11 different things you could buy for Mother's Day at the gas station.
Really?
Yeah, but it was too late. I'd already gotten her something by then.
Oh, well, you can get her something on the way home.
That's true.
You know what? Just every day should be Mother's Day.
Well, it should be. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know what? You know what your present is to June? Baby, I'm home.
My presence. My presence is my present.
Are you doing? Yeah. Are you going anywhere tonight?
I have soccer.
You do?
Yes. I'll be busy. Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be saying that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I have baseball somewhere. Don't know where, but somewhere.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I have baseball all week, Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I got a question first.
Oh, yeah.
How would you rate your looks on a scale from 1 to 10, Phil?
Well, I think it has slipped down over the years. I'm going with about a 2. About a 2.
Oh, okay. Well, not bad. Better than me.
Right.
I'm negative 2.3. I'm struggling, Phil.
Oh.
That's all right. Yeah. But life's a journey. You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you've never owned an iron.
Not a golf iron either.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. An iron. Yeah.
An iron, yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of a lost art. Not
too
many people.
I have an iron.
We do too.
Yeah, I have an iron.
I think June was using it for craft day on Saturday. She had craft day.
Oh, really?
With her sisters. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
June says, I have two faults.
Uh oh.
I don't listen. And I don't know, something else.
She
and,
said something else.
Yeah, something
else. Hey, why don't crows ever get hit by cars? Have you noticed that?
I don't know. I don't.
Because all crows warn each other. Caw, 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 caw.
Yeah, never thought about that. Oh, well, hey.
They're not going to get much better, Phil.
No, I'm sure they're not.
You don't believe what happened to me over the weekend. I waited over 15 minutes to wash my hands in a local establishment.
You did?
Yes, I did. It says, employees must wash hands. I sat there and waited. No, ain't no one.
Nobody came to wash your hands?
No. Oh, that's stupid. It's tough, Phil. So I just left. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble or.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't wash your hands at all. Yeah, that's great. I took the shell off my racing snail.
Uh-oh.
Thinking it would go faster.
Uh-huh.
But instead, he's now more sluggish.
Sluggish, yes.
Let's see if that Simonson boy has anything smart to say.
Years ago, I worked at a factory that manufactured plastic Draculas. Hmm. There were only two of us working there, so as a result, I had to make every second count.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Simonson.
Wow.
And hopefully better.
I doubt it.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hey, Phil. I've came up with this. I know it's not Friday with Cooking with Hank, but flour comes from a plant, sugar comes from a plant, and chocolate comes from a plant. So a cookie's a salad.
Huh?
Flour comes from a plant.
Yeah.
Sugar comes from a plant.
Right.
And chocolate comes from a plant.
Right.
So a cookie got to be a salad.
Oh! You kind of ran your words together. I didn't get the whole thing first.
Usual.
Yeah, but the second time. Yeah,
it's a salad.
I got it.
And a cookie a salad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, when I was younger, Phil, I worked as at a pizza parlor.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I needed the dough.
Hopefully you didn't wait for the employees to wash your hands.
I didn't wash my hands.
No, I'm sure. Oh, boy. You needed the dough. That was, yeah.
I thought I needed to be tested due to shortness of my breath. Then I remember I was just tying my shoes and I'm fat.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Been there, done that.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you hear about the actor who fell through the floorboards?
No.
He was just going through a stage.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's tough being an actor.
It is. Yeah. Right.
Phil, I was thinking, if I had a dollar for every woman that found me unattractive, they would eventually find me attractive.
Add up those dollars.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah.
My goodness. There's that big shooter, Henry Bray. Yeah. He's got money.
He's got $4 today.
Oh, well.
Did you know that the geese can't hear that well?
No.
Yeah, the geese cannot hear that well. That's why every time you talk to them, they are like, ha, ha. The geese. Ha. Yeah, well. Wasn't good, was it?
And the crows are going, car, car.
Yeah, they're together.
Yeah, together.
Ha, car, car, yeah. Har.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not getting much better, Hank.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you better.
This is the bottom of the pile here.
Better dig yourself up.
I was doing some spring cleaning over the weekend, Philip, and I tried to conquer my oven.
Conquer your oven?
Yep. They say used baking soda works.
Yep.
Okay. It only made a bigger mess and really had to clean up, you know? It was just one of those things.
Was that the punchline?
Yeah. I was doing some cleaning over the weekend, and I tried to conquer my oven.
Huh.
Yeah, not getting any better either here. Some of those lines are stuck somewhere else. Let's try one more.
I heard the crickets.
That's Joanne's office.
Oh, that's right.
Phil, I remember one of the worst days of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom said, now, you're in grade 4. Your dad is not going to be able to help you with your homework anymore.
Oh, boy.
My dad still struggles with that today.
Pa Brain. Yeah, it's too bad. Yeah, it's really too bad.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough being Pa.
What does an unhappy Scandinavian say?
I don't know.
I wish I was never Bjorn.
Bjorn, yes.
Oh,
wow,
that's
Phil.
It. That's it.
Is that all you have?
Well, that was my kicker.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, wasn't much.
A woman returned home to find someone robbing it. She yelled, "Stop, Acts 238. He stops in his tracks. She called the police and explained what was going on. As the officer cuffed the man, he asked, "Why did you just stand there?" All the lady did was yell a Bible verse. Bible verse, said the burglar. She said she had an axe in 238. Yeah. Right, I'm ready for the week. I got my umbrella, my flip-flops, turtleneck, my suntan lotion, my fur coat, my shades, my thermals, my tank top, and my Vicks. So I'm ready to
that's
go.
That's all you need
that's,
this week.
That's all you need. That's the weather report today.
By the end of the week, maybe you'll be down to your flip-flops.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Hey, we need some rain.
We need rain. We need some consistency.
Yeah, we need some sun. We need some heat.
Yeah, and, you know, there have been a few people finding mushrooms. We got Mushroom Festival coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Rich the other day, a guy that comes in, and he says they may be haying this week.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some hay cuts.
So,
right?
Yeah. All right, buddy, you ready?
Yes.
When I was in class, I used to ask a lot of questions, Philip.
Oh, I bet.
One day I asked my English teacher, why do we ignore some letters in pronunciation, et cetera, like the letter H, and our, and honor, et cetera, our, honor, et cetera. My English teacher said, we are not ignoring them. They're considered silent. I was even more confused. You know me. Yeah. During the lunch break, my teacher gave me her packed lunch and asked me to heat it in the cafeteria. I ate all the food and returned to her in the empty container. My teacher says, what happened? I told you to go heat my food. You're returning me with an empty container. I replied, madam, I thought H was silence.
Eat.
Yes.
Your lunch.
Eat.
Yes, right.
Well, I'm going to go see if I can find those punchlines to those jokes.
Yeah, you're missing a couple there.
I don't know where they went. Have you been in my stack?
No, but when you were copying and pasting, you must not have kind of scrolled.
Those were actually written down, so somewhere I lost train.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yep, you know how I am.
All right.
Well, all right, buddy. Well, I'm going to go.
Better next time.
Go. Where am I at? Yeah. Have a good day.
Yeah, sounds good. That's Hank Bray.